Thanks, Obi, for the very fitting introduction to today's pet segment. Now, the subject today is actually inspired by one of you, and I want to say a big thank you to our listener, Gillian, who mailed me some time ago with this request, and this is what she wrote. As part of the pet feature on Mondays, please could you highlight the fact that there are breed-specific rescue organizations out there. There are so many purebred dogs in foster care and shelters. I've personally adopted two Bassets from SA Basset Adoptions. I know there is a Labrador Rescue, Yorkie Rescue, Husky Rescue. The list is endless. Everything from A to Vimarana. And this is a big issue close to my heart. I'd love to hear more about it. Gillian, thank you so much for sparking the idea for this conversation. It is indeed an important one to remind everybody that there are other options if you're looking for a particular breed, apart from going the route of a very expensive breeder. The rescue organizations are being one of them who play such an important role. And thought it was a lovely idea, so glad to have an opportunity to reflect this on air today. Now, I've invited a particular breed rescue organization to join us in studio today because they've got such a wonderful initiative going that pairs elderly people with elderly dogs. And when I mentioned this earlier, I heard straight away from Martin on the SMS line, who tells me, "I'm a full-time dog and puppy sitter, and the dog pairing is a great idea." I'm sure many others will agree and will want to hear more about it. So, Martin, thanks for your enthusiastic response. And it's a very warm welcome to Greer Rees and Kara Stamer of Cape Dachshund Rescue. Thanks so much for joining us in studio today. Welcome.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you.
Kara, Dachshunds, I take it the dog that you've had and loved over the years. How did you get involved in Dachshund Rescue?
Yeah, absolutely. So I grew up with Daxies. Mm-hmm. We started the organization in 2014. We just saw increasing need for Dachshunds in particular in Cape Town. There was a breed-specific organization in Johannesburg, but nothing focusing on Cape Town.
Okay.
So, we absolutely just love the breed.
What does a breed-specific rescue group typically do for a breed?
Okay, so we mainly focus on Dachshunds. Saying that, we do take in other small dogs as well.
Okay.
So what we do is a family will contact us to surrender the dog. We'll take it in. We are not a shelter, so we're a foster-based organization.
Okay.
So that means we place all our dogs with families. So they're part of family life. So they don't get kennel stress and we get to know the dog, you know, so that we can ideally place a family with a dog specifically that suits the dog's needs and personality type.
And for example, if someone were to abandon a Dachshund and it was found on the side of the road,
yes,
would they be able to call you and say, "Can you help?"
Yes, absolutely. So what we usually do is with strays, they have to go through the stray period. We do register them with a shelter organization, a pound facility.
Mm-hmm.
And then we advertise them to try and reunite them with their families.
How often does that actually happen realistically?
I don't know.
About once a month.
Yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. So it's not necessarily a case that the dog has been deliberately abandoned. Sometimes it's a dog that's run away or found itself separated from its family, and you are able to connect them, Greer?
Correct, yes. It doesn't happen often that they reconnected, but
it can happen.
It does.
Okay, that's
yes.
Good to know. I'm going to ask you the same question I asked Kara. Why Dachshunds? Is it a breed that you grew up with?
No, actually, I didn't grow up with them. I met my first Dachshund probably at the age of about 30.
Mm-hmm.
Two little Dachshunds walked into our office, and I went, "I want that." And
fell in love with
the
breed.
History.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, you're doing a very special thing through your fostering program called the Frosty Face Foster Program. And this is really why I invited you rather than Husky Rescue or Bulldog Rescue or any of the other many, many breed groups doing wonderful work, because I just think this is such a wonderful idea. Cara, can you explain for us how it works?
Yes. So the senior dogs are very close to my heart. We hear so often that people just want puppies, you know, for specific reasons and, you know, everyone to their own. But so many people have the stigma of an old dog is set in his ways, not house trained, will not fit in with my family. So it's very difficult to rehome older dogs. We also find that retired people are strapped for cash. Mm-hmm. And taking care of any dog is quite expensive. Veterinary care, good food, that kind of thing. So what we then thought about is how can we tie these two together? Putting an old dog in a home with a family that misses the companionship of a four-legged fur baby. Mm-hmm. So this is how the program was then born. So what we do is we take care of all the veterinary costs. So we take away that pressure of the financial burden of the veterinary fees from the family. The family fosters the dog. So we do not try and find a new home. They foster the dog until either the dog passes away or the family is in a position where they can no longer care for the dog. So we do have close contact with the family and with family members of the retired couple so that we mm-hmm. can just keep in contact, you know, is everything okay, that kind of thing.
I mean, it makes a lot of sense if you think about it. For an elderly person who's not sure how long they're going to be in their own home before moving into a step-down facility, for example, it's hard to commit to a puppy as much as you might have always loved having the companionship of a dog around. It's tough to make that kind of call when a dog has got a long potential lifespan in front of it. So it makes perfect sense to find this win-win matching of dog and person in the same sort of phase of life.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's just not about the lifespan, it's about the energy levels as well. Mm-hmm. Puppy, you know, takes time to potty train, you know, high energy levels, exercising a lot, you know. Not all the senior retired people have the energy to go through that whole process, to potty train, to exercise the dog. Where a more senior dog still loves its walks, you know. We have so many dogs that love to play ball and they go on extended walks, you know, in the Constantia Greenbelt and all the parks and all that kind of thing. So it gets the couple to get up in the morning, go out for a walk, you know, and that. But it's the same energy levels.
Fantastic. Grant, let's talk a little bit about what makes an ideal foster family. Who are you looking for?
Sorry, a foster family. Basically, somebody who'd be willing to look after and care for a dog as if it's part of the family. Mm-hmm. We expect our fosters, as well as the adoptive homes, to keep the dogs indoors. Basically treated as one of.
Yeah.
A child, basically.
Your fur baby, as
Absolutely.
You already said. Yeah.
Yes.
Cara, somebody's asking on the SMS, why on earth would somebody surrender a dog? The realities might be financial, they might be immigration related, off the top of my
These
head.
These days we've gotten quite a spike, you know, of people immigrating, and it's quite expensive to take over, you know, their dogs. We would love if everybody could. It's just not possible. As well as some of these older dogs, they're not signed off to fly those distances. So, you know, it's not always possible. And we've seen that over and over again where the family, they went through the entire process, but the vet won't sign off. It's just too dangerous.
Sure, that's got to be a heartbreaking
It's not easy
to make. Wow, okay. So delighted to hear from Gillian, who proposed this topic in the first place, and she sent me a WhatsApp saying, thank you so much for talking about this. Since sending you that email, we have adopted another Basset through SA Basset Adoptions. It was a foster fail situation, and they've taken her on, a beautiful 8-year-old girl. I love the seniors, as they still have so much love to give. Lovely email, Gillian, and I wish you much happiness with your new fur child. That's a lovely point. So, let's talk a little bit about the social impact, because as you said, matching energy levels, having the companionship for a senior person and for the senior dog. What sort of impact do you see in the people that you're placing these dogs with?
Sure. We've seen I think it was a 90-year-old
No,
95. 95, my apologies. A 95-year-old lady that adopted a Daxi, and just the feedback and the photos we got, it's priceless. It leaves us absolutely speechless. Just seeing the feedback that comes from the Frosty family, It's difficult to explain. It just warms our heart.
You know, I know I'm mindful as we say that this, that one of the recurring themes that comes up when we talk about retirement is that some facilities won't allow pets, which is a huge stumbling block. For somebody like that who loves animals, has maybe had a dog all their lives and either had to find a new home for it or just not be able to get another dog as they move into that kind of facility, is there any way for someone like that to play a role with Dachshund Rescue? Can somebody sign up as a dog walker or help you in any way?
I don't know. Not at this stage. I think it's an alley that we can, you know, explore. We have in the past where families contacted us and said, you know, my mom is in frail care. She had a dog all her life, a Dachshund all her life. Then our foster families would take their Frosty dog to the frail care facility with permission, obviously, so that that dog can just spend a few hours with his family. So we've done that in the past as well.
Okay.
Yeah, but I think it's actually a good idea just to explore that alley a bit further.
It's something I wish there was an easy solution to. I don't think there is an easy solution to it, but it's one of the really heartbreaking decisions in this phase of life if you have been an animal lover.
Yep. The retirement villages are becoming more open to this now.
Okay. Yeah, I must say, if you think back on the new facilities that I've visited in the last couple of years, bar one, they've all been pet-friendly to a point, small pet-friendly, I'll say. So it's a problem if you've grown up being a Great Dane lover. I'll say, Dachshund does make it a little bit easier. Right, let's just recap a couple of the big details here and listen to a voice note. In fact, let's start with a voice note. I'm just going to, you've both got headphones on to hear it. Let's take a listen.
Hi, Pippa. I've got 6 dogs at the moment, probably many too many, but anyway, and 4 of them are adopted. 2 are senior dogs, all from Poodle Rescue. And thereafter, I fostered 2 puppies, which I subsequently adopted as well. But I must tell you one thing, people just don't understand, but the senior dogs, these 2 were 8 and 6, are so much easier, so much less work, just fit in with the family. They trained, they're just easy, they're just there. It's such a pity, but often senior dogs are much easier than puppies. And I know Cape Dachshunds do some home checks for them in my area. Thank you. Bye bye.
Thank you so much for that voice note, really making the case there for the senior fostering system. Let's just recap a little bit about funding and costs here. So you said for your foster program, you cover those initial veterinary costs.
Yeah.
But one assumes the home the dog is going to will continue to be obviously responsible for its ongoing care.
Yes.
And feeding, etc.
Yes.
Okay. Are there any other costs associated? If somebody comes to Dachshund Rescue to adopt full time, a younger dog, for example, what sort of costs might be involved there?
Yeah, so we have an adoption fee.
Mm-hmm.
The adoption fee covers the vaccination, sterilization, and then we do dentals as well, if required. So that's just the basic care. So that's what's covered as standard by the adoption fee. We do get in cases where the dog is on chronic heart medication, requires additional medical care, that kind of thing. So that is not covered by the adoption fee.
Okay.
So that's why we rely solely on the public for donations to be able to provide that extra care for dogs that need.
Okay, so public donations are huge thing for you. Do you have any corporate sponsors or dog food sponsors or anything like that that helps ease that burden a bit?
Absolutely. So Pack Leader provides us with quite a lot of food.
Discounted food.
Yeah, yes. Discounted food, which helps.
And we basically do a case-by-case
assessment.
Yeah. Okay.
Run, like with, what was his name?
With Kiwi.
Kiwi. Tell us about Kiwi, please.
Kiwi. Sweet boy. Kiwi was picked up as a stray in the Stellenbosch streets. He was taken to the animal welfare, the local animal welfare, and they contacted us and to tell they've got this senior boy. He lost an eye. And they actually found him with a stone in his eye.
Oh, my goodness.
But it wasn't the result of him losing his eye. So he had almost no hair left, you know, on his body. So with good food that Akana sponsored, and medical, you know, just assessments and that, he was rehomed to wonderful family. So he's got such a huge personality, but it's, we actually didn't ask for funds. We didn't actively fundraise for him. Just the outpour of the public was amazing, and we were able to care, get him seen by a specialist, all that kind of thing. So he got the care that he required.
Happy ending to the story.
Absolutely.
How lovely. Somebody is asking at what age a dog would be suitable for the Frosty Face Foster Program. Where do you draw that line?
So 10 years and older. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. 10 years and older. Well, Penny, thank you for your WhatsApp simply saying seniors are the best. I'm assuming you mean humans as well as dogs. Penny, I would agree. A lovely WhatsApp as well from someone saying, we had great help from SA Spaniel Rescue, rehoming our 2 5-year-old Cocker Spaniel babies. It was the hardest thing I've ever had to do to find a new home for them since we were emigrating to Austria, and there was no way they would adjust to not having a yard and the different climate. But we found an amazing family for them who I'm often in contact with to make sure that they're happy. That's wonderful. I love the sense of continuity that you enable that ongoing relationship even after you've had to part with the dog. That's very, very special indeed. And thanks for the shout for SA Spaniel Rescue as well. Right. Anything else you'd like our listeners to know about Dachshund Rescue? Is there, do you sell any kind of branded items or anything like that that people can buy to try and support the work that you do?
We do indeed. We have an ID tag, hoodies, notebooks, a little children's story.
Yep. Okay.
Specifically about one of
about one of your case studies. Okay.
It was actually based on him. CJ.
Yeah, CJ.
Okay, so storybooks, ID tags, hoodies, and much more. If you're interested in supporting their work, please, I think the best thing to do is Google Cape Dachshund Rescue.
Absolutely.
Which will lead you to their website. It's a slightly complicated website, so the best thing is just to Google Cape Dachshund Rescue. Interesting question here from somebody asking, are there any rescue organizations for cats? Do you know off the top of your heads?
Oh, gosh, there are plenty.
Yeah. I'm sure there is.
Off the top of my head, probably.
Okay. Well, I'm sure that there is one of them listening right now who will send me an SMS within the next 30 seconds to tell us. And if it's too late and you're in the car, rather send me an email and we can do a follow-up on that in another week. I want to say a big thank you to Greer Rees and Cara Stammer of Cape Dachshund Rescue for joining us in studio today, telling us about the absolutely lovely Frosty Face Foster Program, which pairs senior dogs and senior people in the most delightful way. Thank you so much for coming in studio and good luck to you for the ongoing work.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.